Caroline Willie DeMace is brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Live out here at St. Thomas Sports Park for Titans training camp. And joining us now is Titans outside linebacker Rashad Weaver. Rashad, appreciate you for joining us. It's finally game week. How does this week feel a little bit different than maybe the first couple of weeks of training camp when you're really just prepping for other guys that you're facing in two-tone blue?
Yeah, I mean, first, appreciate y'all having me on here. But, I mean, anytime this game week, you got a little extra juice. You're getting ready to load up and go against somebody that's not in the same color against you, so you don't have to take it. Maybe certain things that you pull off of in practice to take care of teammates or do things. You know, quarterback always in red. You get to take that red off, and I get to have red in my eyes and see a different quarterback. And, you know, it's just what we grind these days and stack them together for. So it just, you know, it's the reward at the end of the week that's added up throughout 3 weeks now. Normally, you know, during the season, it's one every week. But in camp, you got to put a couple weeks together before you get to that reward. So the first one's going to, you know, always fun.
Heading into year three, how have you kind of helped some of these rookie guys get prepped for game week, their first game week?
Yeah, I mean, to be real, I don't even think I've had to, you know, talk to them much about the game. I think they're football players, they know how to do that. I've just been helping them more navigate through camp and the mental side and dealing with the stress. You know, this is a stressful business when you come from college. This ain't guaranteed. It's a lot different ball game in there, and you feel like it's just a whirlwind and things you're stressing out. I try to tell them, like, when they're doing good, because as a rookie, it's hard to see when you're doing good sometimes because there's so much going on. And, you know, with these older guys that are great players around you, you might be comparing yourself to them, and there's just things you got to realize. So I help the younger guys, I feel like, you know, just kind of realize when they're doing good, and the things that they're stressing over might not be a big deal, and tell them what are the things that are a big deal, and just focus on those.
Now, what has been the difference for you compared to last camp?
For me, I mean, first was just, you know, being in a playbook for your third year. It's just so natural. I don't have to stress as much about play calls. I know them even more, so I can focus more on my skill set and my technique. And then, you know, just my play strength and play style, just elevating it from last year, making it more of a, I feel like, look more professional, better pad levels, faster, more violent with moves, just looking like a more professional football player instead of a young football player out of college. You know, that's kind of what I've been focusing on.
Now, last year you really came on, and what do you contribute that to? Because obviously your rookie year is just like a whirlwind. Everything is going on, and you're trying to piece things together. And it seems like last year you sort of put together a season. I know you want a better season, but it's sort of like you got your feet wet. You felt comfortable out there last year.
Yeah, I mean, coming off the broke leg rookie year, I just last year I still was dealing with, you know, playing NFL football. I had a second year of knowing the playbook, so I knew the playbook. But once you get out there and you're playing game speed for the first time, first season, really, even though it's my second season with NFL players, that's a lot different. Now I know what to expect when I go out there. I know what NFL play speed's like. I know what these the top guys in the league are like when you go against them, and I know what you got to be prepared for every week. And I know really last year when I thought I had a good game just based off of stats, I go back and watch it, and I see so many things just on plays, even plays I make that I could change, and that's just what I'm excited about this year and just being able to, like I said, just look elite on film, you know, especially the plays that you don't make. I just want to look, you know, every play. Even you're not going to win every play, but even the plays you don't win, you know, when a guy's a good football player, it looks like it was hard for the other dude to beat him.
We're talking with Rashad Weaver, Tennessee Titans, third-year outside linebacker. Now, you, at the beginning of the season last year, y'all had a horrific injury with Landry. Landry goes down. The defense regroups, and they still do good. But then toward the end of the season, a lot of guys start to get hurt. Now this year you come to camp and you see a guy like Harold Landry, knowing that what you went through your rookie year and how hard you had to work to get yourself back. What are you thinking when you watch Harold Landry?
I mean, Harold's out there doing Harold, and it's like he bounced back like nothing. And, I mean, I really didn't expect anything less. He's a guy that's all about his work, and people can tell. It shows off on the field. He takes everything serious and like a professional. And, you know, I just ask him how his knee's doing, check in on him, and he says it's doing great, feeling good. And besides that, I mean, I really didn't expect less out of him. I mean, it's kind of what's expected out of us in general around here. You know, that's part of our career, being able to bounce back off of that. But knowing each other tighter, being in the OLB room, I don't think anybody expected much less. So it wasn't really anything more than us, you know, just checking in on each other, making sure everybody's body's feeling good.
Now, when did you start to feel comfortable out there last year? Because I know coming off an injury that you had, is there still some hesitancy? You're trying to work yourself back into, you know, game shape. But when did you start feeling comfortable and you stopped thinking about the injury?
Yeah, I mean, if anything, from the beginning of the season, I was just so excited to get back out there. I never thought about the injury in terms of, like, oh, I'm worried about hurting it again or anything. It would be more of feeling after the game, feeling it stiff, or knowing certain plays you couldn't bend how you wanted to. Those are things that just took time. There's nothing you could really do about it. But worrying about re-injuring it or something like that, that wasn't even in my mind. No, I'm one of those guys, you go out there and what's going to happen is just going to happen. If you worry about it, I think that's when you mess it up again, honestly.
Rashad Weaver, Titans outside linebacker, is with us. How do you feel about Terrell Williams stepping in as the head coach for the game against Chicago on Saturday?
That's dope. I mean, Coach Vrabes announced it to us in the meeting, team meeting, before they told everybody else. Everybody was excited, congratulated him. He's deserving. I mean, you see what he does along the D-line. And it's going to be fun. You know, I've been joking with him the whole time, walking around. I'm like, all right, head coach, what you got for me this week? What's the game plan? Make sure you got me out there and all this, you know, just joking with him. But I think it's a great opportunity. I'm sure he was excited like we were for him. And it'll be fun out there. And I'll mess with him on the sideline about it.
Just bring him a couple of apples, man, you know. Put an apple in his desk in the morning.
Exactly. Rashad Weaver is with us. And, I mean, from inside the locker room, it seems like everyone loves Terrell Williams. And from the outside looking in, I look at just the number of undrafted free agents that are on that defensive line that are now like cornerstones, foundational pieces of one of the top D lines in the league. So what do you think makes Terrell Williams so special?
I think it's being able to be relatable and a player's coach while getting the work done at the same time. I think, you know, sometimes that's a hard line to teeter, you know, either way or the other. If a guy's too relatable or too much of a player's coach, maybe he doesn't get the job done, or a guy's real stickler and he's not relatable at all, but he gets more of the job. I think he knows how to do both with so much finesse that it just makes the guys build the trust around him on and off the field. And there's nothing like chemistry at the end of the day along a D-line, you know, chemistry along the D-line is what makes it great.
Kevin Byard spoke with the media yesterday, and he was just raving about what he thinks the potential of this defense is. What do you think the potential of this defense is?
I mean, you know, I can't tell you the future, but I've said it the past couple of days. Like, you just see everything coming together from the ones to the twos with everybody back healthy, and the pieces just all along from the front to the back, and I just get excited. I just see it being hard for teams when we're doing what we're supposed to do, and if I feel like, you know, nobody can really beat plays unless it's us making our own mistakes. So that'll be us just making sure we're on our P's and Q's all the time.
Rashad Weaver is with us. What has Arden Key added to the outside linebacker room?
What has Arden Key added?
As you have the biggest smile on your face answering that question.
Arden Key, nah, that dude got a spark. And, you know, the best way I explain it to dudes, I love having him in the room. I mean, that's a guy that every single day has energy from 6:30 a.m. till we leave out here 6 p.m. And I don't know how he does it, but he's one of those guys that's talkative and energy all day but never gets on your nerves. Mm. Not one of those guys that's annoying or something like that. Like, the whole day, just, all right, Arden, here we go. We're ready. And then out on the field, you know, he's a beast. He knows how to pass rush, knows how to play the run, and he's shown his worth since he's been here, and he's adding a real fire to the defense. So it would be exciting. But that dude is full of jokes and full of energy. I can tell you all that.
Now, what are you looking to accomplish this first game, this first preseason game?
You know, I think for me it'll just be get out there and just show how valuable I am to the team and the coaches, you know, on defense and then on special teams if I get out there. But just show them how versatile I am and versus the run in the pass, make plays, impact the game. You know, get that production up, and then do the small vital things. You know, just show that I'm ready this year. You know, that I took that leap from next year, and I think it'll be just to show it every play. Like I said, play in and play out, not just splash plays.
Titans outside linebacker Rashad Weaver, appreciate you for joining us. Good luck this Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate right. y'all.
Have a good one.
All right. Appreciate Rashad Weaver for joining us. Mike Vrabel will take the podium coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.